At the 2012 Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Phil Bass. And Phil, first of all, tell me where you're from, what you do.
I'm from South Mississippi, a fifth generation Mississippian, and working for the Gulf of Mexico Alliance as acting director.
Well, I wanted to learn a little bit more about that alliance. Tell me what you all do.
Well, it's a partnership of the five Gulf states. It was started in 2004 as the nation began to look at how it was treating its oceans, and we discovered we weren't treating them very well. President Bush at that time came out with a national ocean policy. His brother happened to be governor of Florida at the same time. Governor Bush contacted the other governors and said, guys, you know, this report's about to come out. We all have a copy. It doesn't paint a very pretty picture, so and the Gulf is so important to all of us, we need to start working together to solve some of the problems. And that was the genesis, and it has survived now 10 governors' changes. It's taken on a pretty significant life of itself, and we're very proud. It's the first really true regional ocean partnership. There are now similar projects all over the country, but we think we were the first and know we're the best.
And what would you say has been an accomplishment you're proud of to date?
Well, there's several things. One of the things that I'm very proud of is the fact that after the BP oil spill, BP recognized that if the research, they committed $500 million in independent research, if the research was actually going to be independent, they had to find somebody that they trusted to manage it and then turn it loose. They chose the Gulf Alliance to do that. So that opened up a lot of doors for us, and we're very proud of the fact that we're handling the business side of that. The researchers are doing the research. We're not interfering with that, but we're trying to expedite it and make it better for them.
So how do you feel about what you've seen these farmers are doing up here?
I'm tickled to death. As I said when I spoke, I've been coming up here for 30 years, and the changes that we see not only on the landscape but especially in the receiving waters, the fish habitat, the fact that fish are coming back, game fish are coming back to the Mississippi Delta is a wonderful story.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking with us here and appreciate meeting you. That's Phil Bass with the Gulf of Mexico Alliance. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.